SBS Radio.
Marami sa atin ang nagsasaya ng maraming linggo ng bakasyon para makapanatili sa labas ng bahay, sa dalampasigan, sa mga parke at sa mapunong lugar. Samantalang ito ay isang magandang paraan upang marating ang bansa, may ilang pag-iingat na dapat gawin upang maging ligtas. Pakinggan natin ang mga ito sa ating sariling wika. Maganda ang sikat ng araw at malapit na ang bakasyon ng mga bata. Ang Australia ay may mahigit sa 10,000 dalampasigan na maaari ninyong puntahan ng libre. Samantalang nabawasan na ang bilang ng mga nalulunod sa bansa noong nakaraang taon, may 240 pa din ang naging biktima. Si Scott Harrison ng Community Awareness and Multicultural Program Officer ng Surf Life Saving Queensland. Sinabi niya na palaging pumili ng dalampasigang may patrulya, lalo na kung hindi kayo mahusay lumangoy.
It's important to understand that, you know, the red and yellow flags is a safer place to be when you go to the beach, and it just means that there are lifeguards around if you need some help. We've got the equipment there that, you know, rescue boards and jet skis. Access to helicopters, and, you know, just understanding that, you know, the red and yellow flags means it's a safer place to be, and they can have a fun, enjoyable time at the beach, especially with summer coming up.
Kung gusto ninyong malaman kung ang dalampasigan ay may patrulya at kung ano ang pasilidad na maaaring gamitin, mag-download sa Beach Safe app.
We also have the Beach Safe app, which we actually get a lot of people to download for free, which actually has 72 different languages on it, so they can look at every beach around Australia and get access to that information in their own language. So if they're not comfortable in English, actually download the app and look at the whole app in their own language. So, which is quite a useful tool.
At hindi lamang sa paliligo dapat kayong mag-ingat. Ang pangingisda din sa batuhan ay mapanganib. Si Craig Roberts ang National Manager para sa Aquatic Rock ng Royal Life Saving Society. Hiniling niya sa mga mangingisda sa batuhan na maging handa at gumawa ng pagsusuri sa kaligtasan at panahon bago mangisda.
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure that they're the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
Dapat din kayong maging maingat sa mga paliguan at ilog. Hinikayad ni Craig Roberts ang lahat na mag-aral ng CPR.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.
Ang paglalakad sa isang pambansang park ay isang magandang paraan upang magbakasyon. Ang Australia ay may 500 ito na nakakalat sa kaaba ng disyerto, kagubatan, kabundukan at patubig. Nag-aalok sila ng iba't ibang gawain kagaya ng hiking, swimming at bird watching. Ang ilang parke ay sumisingil sa pagpasok samantalang ang iba ay libre. Si Tammy Hsu ang ranger team leader sa Grand Plains National Park sa Victoria na popular sa mga hikers. Sinabi niya na para dumanas na magandang outing, kailangan ninyong gumawa ng kaunting research bago magtungo sa parke.
We're seeing a lot of people coming to our parks that aren't really prepared. They might have a little bit of information, but they don't have proper maps or they don't have really good information. So I'd suggest before making a visit, jump online, have a bit of a look for park notes and get a bit of an understanding of what the park is about, when the best time is to visit. Are there any other issues that you might need to consider, like is there remote areas? What are the roads like? Plan your visit and know that you're going to have a safe and enjoyable time while you're there.
At samantalang mahalagang maging ligtas, hindi kayo dapat matakot.
Apparently there's a fair bit of fear amongst new Australians for our parks. They're known for being full of spiders and snakes and being really dangerous places. So there is a lot of education that needs to take place to say they're fantastic places for body, mind and soul, and you can get out and do all of these fantastic activities.
Kahit na kayo'y nasa dalampasigan o kabundukan, kung kayo'y nasa labas ng bahay, palagi ninyong isipin ang araw. Si Professor Sancha Aranda ang CEO ng Cancer Council. Pinapaalala niya sa lahat na hindi namimili ang skin cancer.
2 out of every 3 people in Australia will develop a skin cancer in their lifetime, and of course many people will develop more than one. And it's concerning because it is a largely preventable cancer. It doesn't discriminate, although these skin cancers are more common in fairer-skinned people. They do occur in darker-skinned people and also in Indigenous Australians.
Kapag panahon ng tag-init, iminungkahi niyang lumabas ng bahay kapag ang UV ay mababa sa mga unang oras ng umaga o sa huling oras ng gabi. Kung kailangan kayong lumabas kapag mataas ang UV, sinabi niyang dapat kayong gumamit ng ilang uri ng proteksyon.
You need to use all forms of sun protection. So hats, protective clothing, sunglasses, shade, and of course using sunscreens where other forms of protection are not possible.
Pagdating sa sunscreen, nirekomenda niya ang SPF na 30 o mas mataas. Dapat kayong maglagay ng sunscreen 20 minuto bago lumabas at muling gumamit 2 oras o mahigit pa kung kayo ay nasa tubig o nagpapawis.
Choose a sunscreen that you like the feel of it on your skin because you're more likely to use it if you enjoy the feel of it. So shop around, test out some different ones, find the one that works for you. They're not all sort of thick, white, greasy things anymore.
Maging ligtas ngayong panahon ng tag-init at kung mayroon kayong mga bisita mula sa ibang bansa, siguruhing isama ang mga payong ito sa kanila para magkaroon sila ng magandang karanasan sa Australia.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.